opportunities.
Part of the community.
The next idea.
A culture for innovation is a culture with a sense of destiny, a sense of that tomorrow is going to be better than today. That's what the word progress means.
We earlier talked about how many potential workers didn't have the basic math and reading skills to enter training programs or to get a job as a baker. I visited Dan Varner in his downtown Detroit office. Varner heads up Excellent Schools Detroit. It's a coalition working to improve education in Detroit. There doesn't seem to be a clear plan for educating Detroit's children. There doesn't seem to be a clear plan for training a future workforce. We haven't seen improvements when the elected school board was in place. We haven't seen improvements under the several emergency managers. So I ask Varner, do policymakers in Lansing have the political will or ability to fix Detroit education? And if so, where do they start?
Well, I can't say whether they have the political will yet. Let's hope they do, and let's hope that we all are able to witness that and help provide them with that over the course of the winter. What I will say is that there is an easy place for them to start. The Coalition on the Future Detroit School Children, of which we are a part, is a group of many Detroit stakeholders, bipartisan, all of whom care about education and who laid out a set of recommendations last March of 2015, that provide a great starting place for the legislature. Those recommendations have been endorsed by the mayor, endorsed in large part by the governor, and we are all awaiting the introduction of legislation that would actually advance some of those things, like obviously debt relief for Detroit public schools, much of which was accumulated under the state's watch, is guaranteed by the state, and so the state's going to have to pay it at some point. We might as well pay a little more now as opposed to a whole lot more later. Like things like a Detroit Education Commission that could be responsible for opening and closing and siting schools that would still be run by their respective entities, by charter school operators, by the DPS Board of Education, but would help make sure that we had the right number of schools in the city, which is a huge part of the problem right now, leaving all schools under-enrolled and as a result under-financed at the moment. So there are things like that that the legislature can and should start with and has known about for some time. So hopefully they will have the political will to get them done in short order.
Let's talk about the past just a little bit. And talking with Focus Hope and talking with community colleges, I'm told too many high school graduates, those that we do graduate through the system, need to take remedial classes. They aren't prepared. Why is that happening?
So part of it is what I pointed to earlier, which is to say when schools are under-enrolled and under-financed, it's difficult for them to ensure that all kids get actually what they need on the path to graduation. And then there are more deeper fundamental issues that we have. Anytime we are advancing children through grades and on to graduation who really have not completed what's expected at that grade level, it's a problem. And that the problem here fundamentally is that we use an assembly line model for schools, and we assume that all kids of X age are in fourth grade and all kids of X age should be in fifth grade. Some of what we've got to do is figure out how to break those tendencies so that children are able to learn at their pace. We're actually meeting kids where they are, wherever they are, and ensuring that they get what they need before they graduate. But there are these more fundamental systemic issues to be addressed first in a city like Detroit, which is to say we've got to fix the enrollment and financing issues.
Why do you think Lansing has been so reluctant to really dig in and find a solution?
Well, to be sure, there are ideological challenges to all of this, right? Some folks believe that education is a public good that can best be delivered by government. Other folks believe that education is a commodity that can be best be delivered by the private sector, by a marketplace. I'll pass on passing judgment on those ideologies at the moment. Regardless of your ideology, the fact of the matter is that what we have in the city and what we have in the state, frankly, is broken. And let's be clear about this. While this story is about Detroit, education across the state of Michigan has suffered tremendously over the past decade or two. We have gone from something like 13th or 14th in the country to the low 40s now. And that is for white kids living in high-income suburbs and high-income communities around the state of Michigan. Folks don't realize it, but Michigan is an atrocious state when it comes to education. There is a running hashtag on Twitter, I believe, that calls us Mississippi. And it has everything to do with our educational performance, which mirrors that of Mississippi of decades ago. So we've got a long way to go in order to get our problems fixed.
Governor Snyder has been encouraging skilled trades and career technical education by increased spending, some increased spending. There was a time manufacturers taught those skills to the workers when they came, and unions taught those workers. And, of course, unions have been in decline. Why are taxpayers now expected to pay for that kind of training?
You know what would be interesting? I actually want to answer the question a slightly different way. High school becomes much more relevant for a lot of kids when we do tie the curriculum to future career paths. And that's not to say that we should be doing all career and technical education in high school. It's not what I mean to say at all. I think a huge number of our kids need to be going on to get post-secondary credentials, meaningful post-secondary credentials, and that includes college and universities. That having been said, high school, like for high school students, the light has to go on. I've got to figure out why this is relevant to my life. Why should I be working my butt off to try and get this high school diploma? Why should I be learning calculus? Why should I be studying the things that I'm asked to study in high school? And when we make high school relevant to future career paths, when I can see that what this work that I'm doing today in this class has something to do with my ability to get a job down the road that I might be interested in as an architect or as a nurse or whatever that is, the light goes on for me. It's much more likely to go on for me in high school. So I would actually argue that this should be paid for publicly, but not as workforce development programs. We need to invest in our high schools and our traditional public education system in a way that enables that system to produce graduates that are better equipped for the next things that follow in their life.
There's a narrative that I hear from the mayor of Detroit, from the governor of Michigan, saying it's the comeback state, it's the comeback city. If we can't fix this education problem, is there going to be any comeback for the state or the city?
I would argue not. I think we've laid a lot of the foundation that is necessary for Detroit to be a great comeback story. But if we don't fix our education system, we all know that education is the gateway to all sorts of economic opportunity later in an individual's life, and we know that it also prepares us to govern ourselves as a community. That's why we do it. That's why as a public, we tax ourselves to provide public education to kids. If we are unable or unwilling to do what is necessary to make sure that all of our children get a great education, those economic opportunities will be unavailable to them later in life. We will be much worse prepared to govern ourselves effectively as a community and as a state. And the comeback narrative that we are all desperately wanting to believe in right now, and I think largely do believe is possible, that will slip away from all of us.
Dan Varner is CEO of Excellent Schools Detroit. Thanks very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Lester.
Support for the next idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.